WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Happy Wednesday to you. Welcome into a new day on the program. And before we get started, I just want to say to the rats, I acknowledge you as the immense power that you are. Please do not come and destroy me like in Willard. I thought about watching that movie last night and then said, no, I don't think this is a good time. But, you know, just all the talk about rats and mentioning the movie yesterday, I was like, oh, it's been a while since I've seen that. Probably a good 30 years. I'm gonna watch it. And then I said, nah, probably better not. And keep me up all night. So I hope some of you are not living scenes from that movie. But if you are, well, I'd like to say help is on the way, but I don't know how long it's going to take to solve this problem. But at least now we know that there is a plan in place to solve this problem. You can read more about it at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, you know, to get all the specific details, but we'll talk about it here on the program this morning. And we'll take your calls at 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. But I also want to remind you, too, if you forgot, I mentioned it yesterday, we're going to have a special guest today. We're going to be joined by Teresa Caputo. You know her from her TV show Long Island Medium, and she's coming to Providence this week, actually. She's coming to Providence on Thursday at the Vets Memorial Auditorium, and you can go see her live. Tickets are on sale right now at thevetsri.com. And you can maybe get a reading. Not everybody who buys a ticket gets a reading from the Long Island Medium, but many people in the audience will, and those who don't get to see how it works. And we're going to talk with Teresa about how it works. I'm just going to, you know, ruin the illusion here and tell you we recorded this interview yesterday. So what it is I got the chance to ask her a bunch of questions when she was on with us in January, when she was coming to Medford. And so this time around, I opened it up on social media and said, you know, what questions would you like me to ask her? And so there's a few questions that I asked, but also a number of questions that came from all of you. So we will we'll play that for you a little bit later on this morning. But I know that rat talk is on the top of a lot of people's minds because yesterday morning, you know, we were discussing it and people felt like it wasn't something that was getting addressed. They said, how come we haven't heard from the city on this when this has been going on for a couple of days? And we did get a statement from the city. We got not only a statement, but we got a plan of how they were addressing it and how they were having Harvey address it. And part of that was pointing out to people that if you need pest control services as a result of this, Harvey's picking up the bill. So, as I mentioned, you know, we've got all the particular details for you on the website and on the app, but the statement that came out yesterday was pretty lengthy and pretty detailed. And part of that is, you know, from what my sources were telling me, part of the reason why you had to wait so long to hear from the city on this is because they didn't want to put anything out without talking to Harvey first. They don't want to just come out on Facebook or on a press release or something and say, here's what we're making Harvey do before they've had a chance to talk to Harvey. But it was a holiday weekend. So they're trying to get a hold of people. But they've now, you know, put this plan in place and told them exactly what it is that needs to get done and called for an investigation by the EPA into how this happened in the first place. So the city's statement mentioned that this was likely due to the result of the fire, but they're looking for more information on how this rat population grew so much in that area to begin with. But here's what they're going to make Harvey do. They're placing no fewer than 40 bait stations and 30 snap traps across its property, which Harvey will check twice a day and rebait as necessary. Now, from the people that I've talked to who are in the area and who are seeing these rats roaming around, they said multiply those numbers by 10 and maybe they would get them. But this is no fewer than 40 bait stations and 30 snap traps. So it could be more. And from also from what I've been told, like you can't just go buy, you know, the $6 for $5. I don't know how much they cost really, but you know what I mean? Like the pack of rat traps that you get at Walmart or something, because these suckers are bigger than those traps. Harvey will promptly fumigate burrows across the same area. Harvey will collect the remains of rats along Shaman Avenue and the surrounding properties, and Harvey will assume all costs related to remediation. That's the key here. But this is already spread beyond just that Harvey property. You know, they shut down until further notice the airport playground and the road leading up to the airport from Shaman Ave. So from Nash Road to Shaman Ave, from Shaman Ave is closed from Nash Road to the airport entrance. Let me get that stated properly. But already, these rats have gone well beyond that area. So someone likened it to me as these are the steps that should have been taken at first, but now days later, this is too little too late. Like, this will certainly help, but it's not going to solve the problem when you've already got these things reported at some of the businesses on Mount Pleasant Street and even beyond. Some of them are, like, I've heard, and again, I don't know how accurate some of these reports are. I don't know if these are just happened to be rats that were already out. But I don't think Ward 1 Counselor Leo Chiquette will mind me mentioning that he told me last night that he almost hit two of them driving home from City Hall last night at 10:30 at night. And saw several running across Mount Pleasant right before symposium. So we're talking about, you know, a large stretch of area here that's gone well beyond the Harvey property. But again, that's at least something. And the health department is going to be working with nearby businesses and helping them eliminate any potential food sources. And also make sure that whoever Harvey is contracting for the pest control also addresses anything that happens at those other businesses. They are also arranging so that no garbage trucks are parked overnight full of garbage because that will only increase the likelihood of the rats hanging around. In addition, Councillor Chiquette and Ward 3 Councillor Sean Oliver, who have been right on top of this issue, they put out a list of things that residents can do to help eliminate the rats infesting their homes. Keep all trash lids tightly closed. Bring trash barrels out as close to usual pickup time as possible. Secure shed and garage doors when not in use. Remove any possible food sources around your property, including pet food, bird seed, or compost, and remove any debris such as junk, trash, or leaves on your property that may be used as a nesting area. And I think that that's something that, you know, this time of year, maybe you haven't gotten out there and cleaned up the yard yet. Keep that in mind, that you could be creating perfect conditions for nesting, and then you're never going to get rid of them. I remember my last house that I lived in before where I live now, I saw a mouse running across the living room one time. I said, what the heck? I've never had a mouse in my house that I've been aware of. And I was like, well, it's just one. He probably got in from outside. We had a lot of field mice, you know, it was kind of in the woods and on a pond. So, you got all kinds of wildlife. Probably got in from outside. I'll catch him and let him loose. And then, of course, when you do catch a mouse, you know, you're not supposed to let it loose anywhere near your property because it already knows the way back in. It'll find its way back in. So you've got to bring it like a mile away and let it loose. But I was like, it's just the one. And then I could never really catch him. And then I became convinced maybe it's more than one. And I was going to, you know, call pest control and have them come and take care of it. But I said, well, let's just see if these traps work. And I ended up moving out anyway. But then when I went to move and I'm cleaning out my basement, there were signs that there had been mice there all along. And I had no idea because I had, you know, stuff down there being stored, furniture and things like that. I never saw where they were hiding. So you have no idea until they start utilizing it that that's where they're hanging out. The same way you don't have any idea where they're coming in from until you actually see them doing it. And then once I moved, I made sure I went through all my boxes and everything to make sure none of them hitched a ride. But just keep in mind that if you do see one, they want you to report it to the health department. The number is in the story, but that's 508-991-6199. 508-991-6199, but it's also in the story there. And, of course, you can get it from the city website as well. We'll talk more about this coming up. But right now, I've got to go to my first break of the morning. We will be back in a few moments. And welcome back in. We will take your calls coming up, 508-996-0500, as well as your app chat messages and your open line voicemails. But right now it's time to get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts in the WBSM newsroom.
Five people shot outside of a Connecticut mall. The CDC changing COVID-19 vaccine recommendations. And Gen Z males are drinking less.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Detectives have detained a person of interest in a shooting at a Connecticut mall that wounded five people yesterday. The victims were being treated at the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. Police believe the shooter used a semi-automatic pistol, and the suspect knew the victims and were in a dispute. The COVID vaccine no longer being recommended by the CDC for pregnant women and healthy children.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. made the announcement in a video posted on X Tuesday.
Last year, the Biden administration urged healthy children to get yet another COVID shot despite the lack of any clinical data.
Previously, the CDC had recommended the vaccine for everyone 6 months and older. This comes after the FDA announced last week that new COVID shots would no longer be routinely approved for healthy children and adults. There isn't a COVID shot mandate for anyone in the U.S. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Elon Musk says he's disappointed in President Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill. Musk said in a preview of an interview set to air this weekend on CBS Sunday Morning that he was disappointed to see the massive spending bill because he feels it, quote, undermines the work that the Doge team is doing. It passed the House last Thursday and looks to extend the tax cuts brought on by President Trump during his first term in 2017, as well as boost border security and deportation funding. President Trump says Canada could pay as much as $61 billion to be protected by his Golden Dome, or they could get it for free by joining the U.S. Trump made that announcement on Truth Social yesterday and claimed Canada, quote, very much wants to be a part of his proposed military defense system. And he said it would cost them, quote, $0 if they become our cherished 51st state. His post said Canada is considering the offer. It came just hours after the UK's King Charles made a rare speech in Canada emphasizing Canadian sovereignty. Fewer men in the Gen Z demographic are reporting binge drinking compared to women in the same age bracket.
An April 2025 study in the Journal of the American Medical Association found that young men in particular are the ones giving up binge drinking, which for men is defined as having five or more alcoholic beverages in one sitting. Research shows the gap between men and women's drinking rates has narrowed over the past several decades, but in recent years, women's alcohol use has outpaced men's for the first time. While Gen Z has been hailed as the sober, curious generation, the study's author says the reason as to why young men are drinking less is still up for debate. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
A new study says 3/4 of all moms in the U.S. are struggling with some degree of mental health issues. The study, published yesterday by Columbia University, looked at nearly 200,000 mothers over a 7-year period and found only 25% reporting, quote, excellent mental health. That's down from 38% in 2016. The study also shows declines in physical health among U.S. mothers, especially those who were single, younger, less educated, and whose children were multiracial or uninsured. The Scripps National Spelling Bee, marking a big anniversary this year. 9 spellers competed in the first National Spelling Bee in 1925. More than 240 students will compete for the title of Best Speller in the U.S. today in Maryland, as they are marking the 100th year. Preliminary rounds began yesterday. Competition wraps up on Thursday.
WBSM Sports.
Christian Yelich hit a walk-off grand slam in the bottom of the 10th to bring the Brewers to a 5-1 win over the Red Sox in Milwaukee. Red Sox relief pitcher Liam Hendricks looks back at the end of the game where he allowed that grand slam.
Yeah, it's not good. Obviously, we pitched a hell of a game, and then to be on the end of that with letting the entire group down, that stings for me a lot.
Sox and Brewers back at it again this afternoon at 1:10.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Good morning on this Wednesday. We're waking up to a grayer day across the South Coast. Now, it's not going to be wet, at least not till late evening. It's just not going to be super sunny. That said, it's not a bad Wednesday. Temperatures starting out pretty mild in the low and mid-50s. And by the afternoon, expect the mid and upper 60s for the coast. And as you head inland, temperatures start with a 7. Most spots between about 70 and 73 degrees. Again, it's not a bad day to get outside and enjoy that mild air. It's just going to be a little less sunny than what we saw earlier this week. Showers, again, don't come back into the picture until later Wednesday night. I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
I could hide out under there. I just made you say underwear. I could leave, but I'll just stay. All my stuff's here anyway. Like a dream, you're trying to remember, but it's gone. Then you try to scream, but it only comes out as a yawn. When you try to see the world beyond your front door. Take your time, so way out on making you smile. When you realize it can't last, it might take a while. Just to try to figure out what all this is for. Try to figure out what all this is for.
And welcome back in, Bare Naked Ladies. No, not out your window. I mean, that's Bare Naked Ladies, the band. 508-996-0500. But what might be out your window, depending on where you live, are rats. And last night at the Ward 1 neighborhood meeting, the mayor's office sent Stephanie Sloan, the director of the New Bedford Health Department, over there to talk with folks about what was going on. And from all accounts, it was a very informative session. Obviously, people are concerned. Obviously, these steps are necessary. But it's going to take a long time. And I don't even know that all of these steps are really going to solve all the problem. It'll certainly slow down the rat population from growing, but I think the damage is already done, and that's why this investigation is especially important. The investigation that is going to be done to find out exactly what happened. It'll be the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection who will be investigating how the rats were released into Harvey's facility, this according to the city of New Bedford. And that violations of state law carry potential civil and criminal penalties, and the city will be imposing fines for violations of city code. So mentioning that just makes me think, you know, that's the city's way of saying, yeah, we're pretty sure that there's some violations that happened here. And I'm sure when Mayor Mitchell comes on with Chris later on this morning at 11 a.m., they'll have even more information. And I'm sure many people look at this and say, this would have been a great plan, you know, 2 days ago. Now, and the media has kind of descended on New Bedford. I know that Channel 10 was at the meeting last night, the Ward 1 meeting. I know that this story has been covered on most of the Boston and Providence stations. I guess, you know, it's certainly one of those stories where TV news anchors want to cover this kind of stuff because it's an offbeat story. It's something that's different than the, I mean, think about this, right? Nobody was talking about the murder. There was a murder in New Bedford Monday night. Nobody was talking about that. Obviously, we are here because we discuss all the local issues, but in general, like, you know, it was a footnote on the news day with the rats taking center stage. Not exactly what you want the city to be known for. Not exactly, especially here as we're at the start of tourist season, as we've got all kinds of folks hopefully coming in to utilize the airport. I saw a comment on Facebook, on our Facebook page, where somebody said that they had a relative that was flying into New Bedford and saw the rats moving in great numbers from the airplane. I don't know if that's true. But if that's the case, imagine that's what you're seeing as you're flying into New Bedford. You know, we were concerned a couple of weeks ago about the trash along the rail route. You're coming in on the train and you're seeing trash along the railroad. What if you're coming in on the train and you're seeing hordes of rats? Actually, I believe it's called the mischief of rats. Every time I write about an animal and a group of animals, I try to look up what the proper term is for a group of them, because I know that if I use the wrong word, somebody's going to call me out on it, but also because I think it's fascinating to learn all the different words. Like, I didn't know that a group of turkeys, I once referred to it as a flock of turkeys, and I was going, it's not a flock, it's a rafter. A rafter of turkeys. You know, just like you know that a group of crows is called a murder of crows. Well, a group of rats is called a mischief of rats. I had no idea. I never heard anybody use that term in my life, but I'm going to use it now because it fits. We have mischiefs, many mischiefs of rats running around now. I mean, if you're going to be thankful for anything, it's that they're not all moving in one giant swarm, like something out of Willard. Participation Trophy Wife says, I feel like shooting clubs could have had so much fun if they had been allowed to play target practice early on. And I know all the animal lovers out there are saying, like, they shouldn't be killing them. They should be trapping them and relocating. Okay, well, I want you to do me a favor. Go get as close to that area as you can and see one of these things running around. And tell me that you want to go catch that and release it somewhere else. These are giant rats. These are large. These are like the size of a cat, a small cat. And on top of that, where are you going to put them? What are you going to do with them? There's thousands of them. Where are you going to put them? You're going to herd them all up individually and then drive them out into the woods somewhere? Come on. And believe me, I love animals. I don't want to see animals killed, but these are vermin. Now, I can't do it. I can't set a... I mean, I'm sure when I had that mouse in my house, or probably mice... I'm sure that if I could have just set one of those spring traps, would have taken care of the problem. But I couldn't bring myself to do that. So I was setting those humane traps that catch the mouse. And he was eating whatever the bait was and getting out without getting caught in the trap. It was kind of... eventually, I just gave up and I said, forget it, man. You've earned it. I said, I'll just move. You stay here. But The fact of the matter is, it's too late to relocate them. It's too late to try to round them up. They've spread over, and now you've just got to do what you can to eliminate them. And I don't like it. I don't like killing any animal. But again, they're vermin. They carry disease. They're going to cause major problems, not only with possibly making people sick, hantavirus, Lyme disease, all the other. And we have a link in the story at WBSM.com and on the app that you can click over to from the CDC and see all of the different diseases that rats can carry. But on top of that, what if they start getting into buildings and homes and start tearing at the insulation and the wiring, and they can just do significant amount of damage in a limited amount of time? You know what else rats love to crawl into? Cars. They love to crawl into cars. So if you just, you know, you think, oh, I'm in my house, I'm protected, I've, you know, sealed up my house, there's no way they're getting in my house. If they're running around the neighborhood, they're getting into your car, and then they're chewing the wires, they're nesting up inside the engine block. God forbid you have a vehicle that's just sitting in your yard that doesn't drive. or store it away in your garage because that's going to become their new home. 508-996-0500. We will be right back.
Get away. The boys are cocking up their guns. Tell us, General, is it party time? If it is, can we all come? Don't think that.
Well, I'll tell you this. Another thing you got to keep an eye on out there. If you haven't used it yet, that might become a home to rats, a place where they might nest, is your grill. So people keep their grills outside, and especially if you don't, you know, scrape it out, if you don't, sweep out the bottom of it, if you don't clean the little grease trap at the bottom of it, that can be very attractive to rats. Because they consider that a food source. So then they move in and they start nesting in your grill. And then you go to use it. You know, maybe you're not going to use it until Father's Day or 4th of July or whatever. And then you open it up and there's a rat's nest inside. So how can you avoid that happening? Well, first of all, cleaning out your grill. But secondly, use it. Use it every day if you can. And use it by going to the butcher shop and getting yourself some delicious meat to grill up on that grill. Whether it be steaks like their sirloin steaks, whether it be a tomahawk steak, porterhouse, they've got every cut imaginable, and they're going to cut it the way you want it. You want a nice thick fillet, they can do that. You want some thin steaks so that they don't take as long on the grill, they can do that too. Chicken breast, chicken wings, celebrity pork chops. Once you have a celebrity pork chop, it'll change your life. You'll never be able to have a supermarket pork chop again. So check out the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Stop in there to get not only all the meats, but also everything else you need on your shopping list, including your beer and your wine. And you can get great, delicious, homemade food each and every day, made fresh, at the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Let me take a call here before I got to take my final break of this hour. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
So just real quick, your grill story there. So back when it was COVID time, they were doing some construction near my house. They tore down a large old building. And then also at the same time, there was maybe a couple restaurants that were probably 500 feet, 800 feet through the woods. So I started seeing rats in my backyard. And then one day, out the corner of my eye, I see something climbing up the grill. So I peek in there, and there's two gigantic rats in there.
Man.
Trying to make a home. So I cranked up the gas.
Yikes.
I lit it. They came out running, you know, like a... like a cartoon, and their I almost said the A word, but their butts were smoking because they were all singed from the fire. So they never came back again.
Yeah, they learned their lesson.
Right, exactly.
I was gonna ask, until you said they ran away, I was gonna ask how they taste once you grilled them up on the grill.
I don't know. Ask the neighborhood cat, I guess. Yeah, hopefully they got it.
All right, well, thank you for sharing.
Have a good one.
You too. And, you know, I had that happen with a cat once. I had a cat that used to love to jump on the gas stove and sit on the burner because, you know, there's a pilot, so it'd be a little bit warm. And so I called a friend of mine who worked as a vet tech. And I said, what do you think I should do? Like, spraying the cat doesn't work. I put some of that spray stuff that's supposed to smell bad and they don't go on it. And I didn't like the way it smelled when I turned the stove on. I was like, so I don't know what else to do. And so their suggestion was, well, if you show the cat that there's flame that comes out of there, maybe the cat won't go on there anymore. So the cat got up on the stove and I turned the stove on to show the cat, like, look, this is what happens. If you sit on this, flames come up, expecting that the cat would see the flame and jump in the other direction. And the cat jumped into the flame and singed her tail. I was like, what are you doing? What are you doing? She was fine, but she was scared. And I'd like to tell you she learned to never go on the stove again, but she still did. All right, I've got to take one final break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. All right, we're going to be heading into the news in a moment. When we come back on the other side, we can talk with you, 508-996-0500. We can talk about the rats. We can talk about whatever.